This is an Aero News Touch and Go for May 30th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The director overseeing the insolvency proceedings at Teelert Aircraft Engines has accused Diamond Aircraft Industries of waging a misinformation campaign to make customers of its DA-40 TDI and DA-42 feel, quote, massively insecure, unquote. He was referring to Diamond's recent letter to customers, expressing pessimism about a continued supply of Teelert engines and parts, and accusing Teelert of price gouging a captive audience of existing engine owners. The director, Dr. Bruno M. Kebler, claimed Diamond tried to negotiate special conditions to buy parts at prices below what customers would pay. The tit-for-tat doesn't look to be cooling down either. Diamond says it has 50 aircraft grounded waiting for parts, and 60% of its annual production held up waiting for engines. Kebler counters that 90% of the spare parts Diamond needs were offered to the company, but will now be released for sale in the open market. It's looking like this one could go 15 rounds, or until the world runs out of mud, whichever comes first. Stay tuned. The Experimental Aircraft Association wants to make improvements to its facilities at Whitman Field in Oshkosh. The city has been debating a $2 million renovation of its downtown convention center. Now, it looks as if they may work together. The Oshkosh Northwestern reports EAA is asking city officials for $1.94 million in tax incremental funding to construct two expanded two-story exhibit buildings, which would link the four existing exhibit hangars in pairs. The extensions are part of a 10-year, $17.2 million upgrade project at Whitman and would result in nearly 150,000 square feet of additional indoor exhibit space, complete with indoor plumbing, air conditioning, and meeting areas. The council is expected to consider the TIF assistance plan on June 10th. EAA plans to reveal other details of its expansion plan during AirVenture. The World Trade Organization is expected to rule within a few weeks on a complaint by the U.S. against the European Union, claiming European governments are unfairly subsidizing the development of Airbus products. The International Herald Tribune reports the case is being watched not only by the parties directly involved, but by other nations interested in developing their own airliners. China, Japan, Brazil, and other countries are all looking to reduce reliance on imports as their domestic air travel markets grow. While the cases in the WTO are technically disputes between nations, not companies, the body's verdicts in the competing cases are expected to lead to direct settlement negotiations between Boeing and Airbus. The New York Times reported this week that the merger between United and U.S. Airways was dead. Then the Associated Press reported on Thursday that United CEO Glenn Tilton and U.S. Airways CEO Doug Parker are meeting in person. AP reports its sources say the merger faces numerous hurdles but is still possible, despite published reports that the talks have broken down. The Wall Street Journal reports that one issue on which both sides agree is the amount of operational savings which could be achieved through a merger, about $1.5 billion a year. That could be one big compelling reason to keep the talks alive. Industry sources agree that U.S. Airways is made a much less attractive merger partner by the ongoing workforce integration hangover from its merger 3 years ago with America West. The union representing pilots of the old U.S. Airways claims settling that mess could take up to 7 years. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Two customs officers are charged with participating in a bribery and drug ring. Delta's flight attendants remain non-union, for now. And a NASA employee is suspended over Hatch Act violations. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with Nicole Wahlberg of the Evergreen Aviation Museum, which next Friday becomes the Evergreen Aviation and Space Museum. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.